Radio 1.
Die Live-Musik an diesem Abend kommt von einem Künstler, der, man kann es glaube ich so sagen, die ganze Geschichte des Rock'n'Roll ein- und ausgeatmet hat. Aufgewachsen im London der 50er Jahre, später inspiriert sowohl von Folk als auch von psychedelischer Musik, von Noise, Bass, Rock, Grunge. Erfand er durch die Jahrzehnte seinen ganz eigenen Stil. Er ist ein außergewöhnlicher Songschreiber und ein begnadeter Gitarrist, was sein im März erschienenes Album Focus on Nature ein weiteres Mal bezeugt. Heute Abend spielt er mit seiner Band im Quasimodo und sie sind alle hier bei uns. Nick Salomon alias The Beavis Front. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
And we just found out that we are brother and sister.
Well, since, it could be the case.
Yeah,
yes.
Maybe. Also wir haben gerade herausgefunden, dass wir ja, im größten, im weitesten Sinne verwandt sein können, weil sein Vater ist in Deutschland geboren, in Berlin geboren und musste vor den Nazis als Jude Deutschland verlassen und ist nach England gegangen, so wie meine Familie auch. Und your parents met in London.
Yeah, my mom was from London.
Yeah.
And my dad came over in 1939 when he was 15, and he arrived in London, and they immediately sent him to Australia as an unwelcome visitor.
But
he couldn't speak English, and when he got to Australia, he could speak a bit of English because it took a long time, and he said he was 15, so they sent him back to London.
Yeah,
and he stayed throughout the war, and met up with his mother, who also got out, and then met my mum in 1947 in London. And my mum was, as I said, from London. And then 6 years later...
Okay, also die Geschichte war so, sein Vater musste vor den Nazis fliehen, 1939, kam nach England, wurde dann als feindlicher Ausländer in ein Internierungslager nach Australien geschickt. Er sprach kein Wort Deutsch, dann lernte er dort kein Wort Englisch, er lernte dann in Australien Englisch und kam zurück und hat seine Mutter getroffen und 1947, they met. Yeah, okay, you don't understand a word. Also, weil sein Vater wollte nicht, dass er Deutsch spricht, verständlicherweise. Und dann war er irgendwann da. So, there you are.
Fine.
Yeah, great that you are.
And I don't wear a watch these days.
Ja, und er trägt heutzutage keine Uhr mehr. Okay. Is it true that you wrote your first songs when you were 10? Also, dass er mit 10 mit 10 Jahren
seine ersten 8 or 9, yeah.
8 or 9?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, so do you remember your first songs?
They were what terrible.
They were about love or what? I mean, 8 or 9.
One was about my parents splitting up.
Oh, okay.
Because they split up when I was 5, and I wrote a song about that when I was about 8. Mm-hmm. And because I'd learnt to play the guitar when I was 7.
Yeah.
And I just wrote stuff, you know, listened to the radio. Oh, that's good. I'll copy that.
Okay.
So, I've been trying to write songs for a long time.
Ja, also er hat mit 7 im Prinzip angefangen, Gitarre zu spielen. Und dann habe ich ihn gefragt, die ersten Songs, die er geschrieben hat, er war vielleicht 8 oder 9, über die Trennung seiner Eltern. Und dann hat er einfach Radio gehört und hat sich inspirieren lassen und sagte, okay, das möchte ich auch gern spielen. Und das war im Prinzip seine Schule. So, how would you describe the atmosphere you grew up in? Also wie würde er die Atmosphäre beschreiben?
I had a great childhood. I could have been. I could have turned into Anthony Perkins in Psycho, because my folks split up. I lived with my mum, and she had mental problems and suicide attempts. But I had loads of friends, a lot of freedom, and I had a lovely time. I spent my kind of childhood playing guitar, listening to music, playing football, going to see bands.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, klar, er hätte so jemand werden können wie Anthony Perkins in Psycho, weil seine Mutter hatte psychische Probleme, es gab Selbstmordversuche, seine Eltern waren getrennt, aber er hatte tolle Freunde, er hatte Musik, er hatte im Prinzip dann doch eine gute Kindheit und das hat ihn wahrscheinlich dann auch gerettet. So, you soaked up all kinds of music through your whole life. So that merged
pretty
into your, yeah.
I really liked, you know, when I was a little boy, I really liked rock and roll. And then the Beatles came along and the Shadows and all those bands from the late 50s, early 60s. But I guess after the Beatles, through the late 60s and, yeah, you know, it really, that was the time that when I was like a teenager that I was really getting into going to see bands and wanting to start my own band. And I had a band in 1968 when I was 15. And, you know, that was the first time I'd done anything. It wasn't very good. We had a drummer who was really good.
Yeah.
But me and the bass player were rubbish.
Okay, ja, also natürlich, Sie haben die Namen ja gehört, ist er mit den Beatles groß geworden. Mit 15 hatte er seine erste eigene Band. Also sie hatten einen Drum, the drummer was great.
It's a guy called Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien.
I don't know what happened to Bill. He left us to join his cousin's band, who his cousin was a guy called Gary Granger, who ended up playing with Rod Stewart and various bands. So he was a really good guitar player.
Yeah.
And his cousin, who was a bit older than us, knew that Bill was really good and said, you don't want to play with them, come and play with me.
Ah, okay, and also so, es gab diese andere Band, so der Drummer, der wirklich gut war, ist dann zu der anderen Band, zu einem Cousin gegangen und der wiederum bei Rod Stewart und so weiter. Diese Geschichten so gehen. So, does it bother you when they call you the best kept secret in rock and roll? Also er wird immer so das bestgehütete Geheimnis des Rock and Roll genannt mit seiner Band. You're making music for decades and you have been a brilliant guitar player ever since and a singer and songwriter.
Well,
so
yeah, I mean, I guess it's my own fault really because I've always wanted to do it on my own. I've never tried to go with a record label or never advertised myself really, and or maybe I'm just not that good, you know, who knows? But whatever the reason, I never got beyond kind of a certain level. But it's fine because I've, you know, the level I've got to is one where I can do what I want and make a living, and that'll do, you know. I'm not bothered, really.
I
just want to play guitar and write songs.
Er will einfach Gitarre spielen und Songs schreiben. Er ist überhaupt nicht, es ärgert ihn überhaupt nicht. Und er hat nie danach gestrebt. Er hatte immer die Freiheit, das zu machen, was er machen wollte. Er hat nie danach gestrebt, jetzt bei einem großen Label zu landen oder so. Es ist, wie es ist. Er macht das, was er macht. Und er macht es auf seine Art. So Focus on Nature is your new album.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And Focus on Nature sounds like a, what is it? It's the first song on the album, it is.
No, it's the
Or not the
second,
first song?
Second
the second,
song.
I'm sorry. Also it's, okay, you
not
got
Not good
me.
Enough.
Not good enough.
Sack your research.
Yeah, but it sounds like a concept, the Focus on Nature. I focus on nature now.
It was a title of a song I wrote, and I always find it difficult to figure out what a title for an LP will be when I do an album. I'd kind of, what do I call it? And I thought it was a nice title. And it kind of, it's really a focus. My focus on nature was talking about a kind of my life, really, you know, starting and ending in three verses. And that's really what it was about. But I thought, yeah, that sounds quite good, and I had some nice photographs I could use for the sleeve of flowers. That was quite natural.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Also es ist der Song, der Titel eines Songs, und natürlich es dreht sich auf so um so ein Leben und letztlich ja der Fokus auf die Natur des Lebens. Und er sagt, es ist doch gut, wenn man ein Leben wie das seine in drei Verse packen kann und eine Geschichte erzählen kann. Außerdem konnte er schöne Blumen, Fotografien in das Cover packen, und das hat er auch gemacht. So this is actually your real farewell tour, is that true? Also es nennt sich jetzt die wirkliche, die wahre Farewell und Tour.
Not really.
Not really.
No.
Hopefully not.
Well, it's a bit awkward to talk about, really, but what happened was that the promoters who were putting the tour together said it was a farewell tour, and I didn't know.
You didn't know?
I didn't know it was my farewell tour.
Okay.
But perhaps they know something I don't know.
Okay. Also das waren die Promoter der Plattenfirma, die gesagt haben, okay, oder sein Promoter, der gesagt hat, okay, wir nennen es jetzt die Farewell Tour. Er hatte gar keine Ahnung, dass das jetzt die letzte Tour sein sollte. Warum auch? Aber vielleicht wissen Sie Dinge, die er nicht weiß. So, we're very happy to have you here. You're
Thank
playing
you.
Tonight at the Quasimodo.
Yes.
at about 10 or 11.
I think it's quarter to 11.
Ja, also so viertel vor elf spielt er im Quasimodo. Das ist nicht weit von hier. Sie können hingehen und Sie, die Sie hier haben, die Sie hier sind, können jetzt die Musik genießen, weil you're playing three songs right now.
Sure.
It's really great to have you here, Nick, and the Beavis Front.
Say that after we've played.
Okay, I will say that after you played. Have fun. We play another song and then it's you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I should just say these guys have been fantastic.
These guys, yeah.
Paul is a brilliant guitarist. Louis is a brilliant bass player and Dave's a fantastic drummer.
Heute Abend gibt es im Quasimodo ein großartiges Konzert. Das kann man, glaube ich, jetzt schon versprechen. Und wir haben das Glück, die Band, die heute Abend hier um die Ecke spielt, jetzt schon drei Songs live spielt. Hier sind The Beavis Front. Viel Spaß.
Hi, folks. Thank you. It's actually the Beavis Front, but, you know. This is a song called Flood Warning. Built my home on an old volcano. Look at my hard work coming apart, putting a show over my halo. And what have I got? And what have I taken? And what if I burst my banks and drown this valley? I said to my boy on the 21st day, I wonder how long we're gonna be waiting. There's an old tin bathtub floating this way, it's better than sitting here vegetating. And what have I got? And what have I taken? Guess that it must have got up again. Dull swimmers and hungry grow. There's a home black wall moved into my kitchen. Well, I sat on the roof in my sailor's coat, holding my dog and my daddy's picture. And what have I got? And what have I taken? And what if I burst my banks and drown? I'd like to say, when we play in Quasimodo tonight, it's an electric band. We're doing a special quiet one for you. This is off the new album, and it's called Big Black Sky. Chasing. We arrived at level one.
drove to where they told us we were sure to find the sun up in a big black sky. 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 Something should have told us we were gonna come unstuck under a big black sky. Under a big black sky. Under a big black sky. Under a big black sky.
So this is a song called He'd Be a Diamond, which was on an album that we did about 30 years ago. And it's been covered by a lot of people. Teenage Fan Club, Mary Lou Lord, Elliot Smith, lots of people. Yeah, Velo Deluxe, Barbara someone. Who is it?
Barbara someone.
Barbara someone. Manning. Barbara Manning. Tape runs out, the music keeps playing, and when the walls come down, still gets blocked up and runs. And though you feel like shit, he says you look beautiful. And he swears by all the saints that if he had his chance again, he'd be a diamond. Is he lying to get what he wants, or does he mean it this time? Is he running low on affection and beer and dope, and an unemployed and an unpaid analyst who shakes when you turn your back? You still see what's behind you, and when you start afresh, you still think of days gone by. And when a heart is broken, it still goes on pumping. And he told me just last night that if he had his chance again, he'd be a diamond. Thank you.
The Beavis from...
That's it. That's all we have time for.
Thank you very much. That was great. Der letzte Song, Sie haben es ja gehört, wurde gecovert von Teenage Fanclub und Elliot Smith. Und also ein ganz bekannter Song, wenn er Ihnen bekannt vorkommt. Das sind die Urheber. Yeah. Beavis from. Thank you very much. Und nachher im Quasimodo. Thank you very much, guys. Having.